Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen is talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz. Your place for all things smooth. Artist
Nicholas Cole. Vincent Ngala. Jonathan Fritzen.
And news with the smoothest show on the internet radio, your host, the Jazz Queen.
Hello, this is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. It is Sunday, October 14th. Mike, how are you?
Doing okay, Terry. I'm out here at the Rehoboth Beach Jazz Festival out here in Delaware. It's nice out here. Very nice day today.
Okay, all right. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Roger Smith's name, and that should bring you right into the chat room. The phone number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Welcome, Joe from Germany. He just popped into the chat room. Welcome, Joe. Good to see you. Tower of Power's keyboardist, Roger Smith 360, takes a look back over the past 10-plus years and 7 albums. Roger Smith, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Well, I'm doing well. I know you just landed. You just got into your hotel room, so I appreciate you calling in and giving us the opportunity to speak with you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure.
I'm glad I'm not interrupting a football game. I was concerned.
No, well, on the tour bus, we had plenty of games going on satellite, so it was we're kind of caught up for now.
Okay. So Mike, he is in Baltimore. He's performing tomorrow night with Tower Power at the Birchmere.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, the Birchmere. The Birchmere is actually in Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Alexander.
Everything. Right, Alexander. Right.
DC, Virginia, yeah. Baltimore. It's all the same to me.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it all runs together. It's all the same. It's all one big state.
Yeah, I heard Mike say he's in Rehoboth.
I'm at the Rehoboth Beach Jazz Festival now, and I'm out here now. And I'm actually outside the convention center. You know, talking to you guys now. They're having the finale jazz jam right now going on. Everybody's into that. Sax Pack, Eric Darius, Matt Marshak, Osherod Jr. and Phil Perry. I just got finished talking with Mr. Perry just a minute ago, so you know.
Sax Pack. Kim Watson isn't in that one, is he?
No,
actually,
he left.
Yeah, actually, Kim's here. Kim's here. Kim's actually playing with the guys tonight because Marcus Anderson, of course, everybody knows by now, is playing with Prince, so he couldn't make it and everything. So
okay.
Kim was the third member this time. Yes.
Okay.
Well, listen. Kim and I are homeboys. We both live in Sacramento. Tell him Roger Smith said hello.
Okay, I definitely will. Okay.
So, Roger, I would like to start with your background, but from before the time you joined Tower Power, what were you doing? What were you doing then?
Before I joined Tower Power, I was working. I had just been signed at that time, what was it, the JVC, the JVC record label.
Mm-hmm.
I had my own house gig up in Lake Tahoe, California. And myself and the former drummer with Maze, Aguna G. Sun, and Warner Bear Schuchner, guitarist, we were all former Soul Train alumni. We were signed with Soul Train record label, Don Cornelius and Dick Griffey. So we decided to put the band together and we had a sitting gig for about 4 to 5 years up in Lake Tahoe every weekend. It was great. We did original material. And long story short, I wound up getting signed to JVC just about the time I was playing with Peter White. I played with Peter White for quite a while. And that's what I was doing pretty much. And I'd known of Tower Power, of course, because I'd seen them over 100 times. One of my favorite acts, bands. And I got a phone call from the saxophone player while we were playing in Tahoe that Tao was playing right over at Harrah's. And they were looking for a keyboardist. Would I be interested? The rest is history.
And I read that Peter White was very sad to see you leave him.
Oh. Well, it's something to see an Englishman cry. No, just kidding.
Well, wow, you played with Peter White. You played with a lot of great artists. So, and now you're with Tower Power performing tomorrow night with them. And then you have this new CD, Roger Smith 360. Tell me about this CD.
Well, you know, it's just an amalgamation. I don't like to call it greatest hits because I've never had, well, I'll take that back. I've been blessed to have one hit, which is Off the Hook.
Mm-hmm.
And big success for me at the beginning of the my recording career. But I just picked some songs that I really enjoyed over the span of the last 10 years and off the 7 CDs that I've done that I really enjoyed. And I'm hoping that the listening public will get a chance to enjoy it as much as I do.
Now, tell me who's working with you on the CD.
Oh, let's see if I can name everybody. notables, Dave Koz, The Temptations, Peter White, let's see who else on the Tower Power Horn section. I have the drummer from Confunction. Let's see who else. I'm missing some people here, I know. Oh my goodness.
Ben Sidran and Ricky Peterson.
Thank you. Ben Sidran and Ricky Peterson. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now that you mentioned the people that you work with, I have a CD of yours, and it's one of my favorites because you did a cover of Michael Jackson's, I think it was Remember the Time?
Correct. Uh-huh.
Right. Yes. I forgot the name of the CD, but I have that one in my collection. So, yeah. So I'm definitely a Roger Smith fan, definitely. So I know you got a lot of artists on your CD, but, you know, you bring it on your own, so you don't need all them guys for real.
Oh, man.
Definitely, you know.
All right, baby. I love you, man. Thank you. But, you know,
he's naming names. He just keep going naming names. You don't need all that.
Dude, man. You know, and it's funny, too. I'm glad you mentioned that, because, let's see, who else? Paul Jackson Jr. is on it. You know, I'm thinking back on all these artists that I've been blessed to work with. Phil Perry singing on one of the CDs that I'm on that I put out, not on that particular, not on the 360 though, but he's one of the artists that graced me with voice.
Now, the song Off the Hook, has somebody else covered this song?
No, not that I know of. Off the Hook, that's mine. There was another song called Off the Hook that came after that. Maisie Parker did one called Off the Hook, and
okay.
I think there was another smooth jazz artist that came along maybe 4 to 5, 6 years after mine with a title Off the Hook. I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Okay. All right, because when I first heard the song, I was listening to the CD, and it's the first song on the track, on the CD, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, now I knew the song. I've known the song, but I didn't know it was you.
Yeah, it's me.
I thought it was somebody else.
That other guy.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I thought it was somebody else, but it's very – and this was a number one song for you.
Yes, it was. That's I put that on – I think we released it in 99 or 2000, and it just kind of – it was a surprise, actually, because the title track off the CD, Both Sides, in which Off the Hook is on, that was going to be the smooth jazz single, Both Sides.
Mm, okay.
My good friend Steve Williams at the time was out in Sacramento, and he played Off the Hook and calls me up. He goes, "Hey, man, I'm telling you." And I'm going, "Yeah, but Steve, we can't play that, man, because we're pushing Both Sides. Yeah, that's a nice tune, but this one has something." And I was to play with Peter White, I think it was in San Diego, if I'm not mistaken, at that time when Gavin was having conventions, a Gavin organization.
Mm-hmm.
And we went down there to play, and I'm in there with the, I think it was the JVC All-Stars or something like that. And we're up there playing, and we're playing with Peter White and Kelly Minucci, and a bunch of us were up there playing. And Steve Williams, unbeknownst to me, submitted off the hook to the Smooth Jazz Jukebox jury, a blindfold test. And it tied number one, Norman Brown, and the rest is history.
Mm. Now, on this CD, you're calling it Off the Hook Again.
Yeah, on that one, yeah, I retitled it. It's just a slight remix on it, not a big one. Just I kind of altered it just a little bit.
Okay. All right, well, let's take a listen to this. We are talking to keyboardist Roger Smith. His new CD is Roger Smith 360. You can find this on his website, rogersmith.net, and on Amazon. And this is his number one hit, Off the Hook Again. The very familiar number one song, Off the Hook Again, from Roger Smith's Roger Smith 360. Yes, I remember the song. I know the song well, but yeah, I just thought it was, I didn't know it was you. Neither was you. Now, I read that you started out on piano, but there was something about that Hammond organ that drew you to it.
Yeah, I was lucky enough where we lived. I was in the sixth grade. Jack McGriff, or Jimmy McGriff, I'm sorry, lived the famous jazz organist. His brother lived next door to us. And Jimmy McGriff's brother, his son Ron, was one of my dear friends. Sacramento was a hub for jazz back then, and Jimmy would come into town, and I was able to learn so much. It was the first time I ever saw a church organ, or heard a church organ sound like that, which totally blew my mind. Absolutely blew my mind. And I had the, you know, I was amazed at what he made it sound like. It didn't sound like, you know, the church organs that, you know, when I'd go to church, it didn't sound like our organist. It, you know, it just made me feel good. And from that moment on, I was always intrigued with it. He taught me how to play Down the Road a Piece and Little Red Rooster. Those are the first two I learned on organ.
And then after that, did you just train yourself after that?
Pretty much self-taught, yeah.
Yeah.
I was blessed enough to be mentored quite a bit by the late Jimmy Smith.
Okay.
He lived in Sacramento for a while, and later in life, my career had gotten started, but you're never, ever, ever too old to learn, and especially not from a master like Jimmy Smith. And he would come whenever I was playing in town, and I would just listen and watch and learn, observe, and take whatever advice he had to give me, which was quite a bit, and I'm very grateful for that.
Very good. Now, there are 15 songs on this CD and a couple of vocals. The next one I'm going to play is track number 8, I'll Always Love You. Tell me about this one.
Okay, I'll Always Love You. My good friend, the late Buster Marbury, who was a drummer with the Temptations for a long time, he and I became friends. I was getting ready to do this CD, and I said, Buster, you have any ideas for songs or something like that? And he had this one tune, and I said, man, what if we get the Temptations on this?
Mm-hmm.
And so I talked to Otis and worked it out, and Dave Cos, who was a good friend of mine at that time, I gave him a call, and Dave readily agreed and came over and performed the song with him. That's the long and short of it.
And this is a nice one, too. I like this one. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is one that it's kind of like our Valentine's Day song, if you will.
All right, this is I'll Always Love You.
Just a minute, you got to know.
That one, I'll Always Love You, featuring the Temptations, the legendary Temptations, on Roger Smith's 360 CD. Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, now, that was Roger, a lot of fun doing that.
Go ahead. I'm sorry?
We had a good time doing that record. Those guys were just a blast to hang with. Very nice, generous, and let alone sing their hind ends off.
Oh, I know. I really loved their last CD, Phoenix Rising, especially the song Stay. It was one of my favorites on that. Great song. It was great to have them on this CD. It sounded really nice. I liked it that. How hard was it for you, or maybe how easy was it for you to pick all of the songs from your previous albums to put on this CD?
You know, it took me a minute. I lamented over a lot of it because there are so many that are, you know, kind of, if you will, under contract or on different compilation records that I couldn't use on this.
Mm.
Commercials, a couple of them are being used in some movie spots and some different things that I couldn't use. But my whole point of putting this together was to show a diversity, to show, okay, we're going to start with a party like Off the Hook and wind up with a prayer like Put Your Faith in Me, penned by and Ricky Peterson. And in the middle, I wanted to show the diversity of what I've been attempting to learn during my career, not just smooth jazz, funk, but jazz. Tunes like Ellie Mae and Rachel's Dream. It's totally different things, you know. Even pop-ish type things like Friday Remix, I have them. That was my goal. To try to give back to the fans maybe some songs that they normally might not have heard. The ones that are buying MP3s at one at a time, they may never have heard Ellie Mae, or Fiesta, or Rachel's Dream, which is a whole other side of
my playing.
Okay, Fiesta I'm going to play next. But you mentioned Soul Train a few minutes ago, and I wanted to I read that you were a member of the band called Sun Bear, which was the house band for Soul Train.
Yeah, we were their in-house band, yes.
I need to go back and look at some Soul Train shows. And
Well, let me clarify this and make it very clear. We weren't on the air playing.
Okay.
They had the guest artists doing it. We were the band, like, whenever Dick or Don would sign an act or whatever, we were kind of like their pet project, if you will. We were totally original, big band, but like, say, if they had an artist that needed to rehearse, we were the rehearsal band. That particular artist, or we work up a song for one of their, somebody they were grooming or something like that. But primarily, we were on the artist roster as an artist group.
Oh, I see. Sort of like Motown had their own house band as well.
Yeah, the Funk Brothers.
Yeah.
You know,
We
were, you know, I wish we had that kind of legacy, but we didn't. But we had our own in that we were one of the few acts that Dick and Don had signed and took us under their wing and took good care of us.
I see. Oh, wow. And how long were you there?
A couple of years. About 2.5 years.
Okay. And I also wanted to ask you about, because I read that you worked with Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings.
Yeah.
I want to ask you about that. I mean, that's a totally different genre to be in. Yeah. Tell me about that experience.
It was great. I'm from Texas.
Okay.
I started my musical career in Austin with the late, great blues guitarist Freddie King. That was my first ever professional job. Back then, you know, Willie Nelson would hang out at the place we played at. So would Waylon and Jerry Jeff Walker and all these country guys. I'd go to the studio and hang out with them, and it was so open, Willie would go or Waylon would go, "Hey, you want to come on in and pick?" I said, "Sure." You know, and next thing I knew, I'm kind of hanging out playing country, listening to Floyd Kramer, trying to understand what it's about. At that time, there was a gentleman in Austin named James Polk, brother named James Polk, had a group called James Polk and the Brothers. And he told me, he said, "Don't you ever put down any music. First thing you need to know is learn how to play it.
Mm-hmm.
Understand where it's coming from. Never, ever turn your back on any style, no matter what. If you want to be a well-rounded musician, an artist per se, and hone your own craft, get your own style, you need to learn how to play this country stuff. You need to learn how to play this rock and roll stuff. You need to learn how to play this pop stuff." The two that always still to this day tie me up, classical and real jazz, straight ahead bebop, like the Herbie Hancocks and Chick Corea's and Oscar Peterson's. I don't consider myself anywhere near, you know, getting close to being that type of an accomplished pianist, but I strive for it, at everything else. And so that was my big lesson, that, you know, when I was much younger, and it stuck with me. So to this day, I still produce a lot of rock acts, a lot of pop acts, country. It doesn't matter with me because I learned a lot, and it's really helped me with my style, playing style. It's helped me understand what makes those particular different styles of music tick. And I so appreciate Brother James Polk for instilling that life lesson to me because it's really helped me.
Right. And now, who have you produced for?
Well, probably some of the names you've never heard of, but there's this young man I produced named Robbie Christmas. Matter of fact, listening audience, if you were to go to robbiechristmas.com, you could check him out. Mm-hmm. Very talented young kid. He's in a Beatles tribute band right now. I forget the name of the band, but they're awesome. He's a singer-songwriter, plays guitar, piano, drums. Another group that I produce is a group called Symposium, another group called Mercy Me, my own stuff. I'm in the process now. I've been working with Ray Obieto a lot. Even some of Tower Power stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm, okay.
But you know, and I'm probably missing some because I'm a little tired. Forgive me.
No problem. No problem. I understand. Let's get right into Fiesta. Tell me about that.
Okay. Yeah, Fiesta. Again, that came from trying to understand and listen to different Montunos and different Latin styles and Cuban styles. I had the honor of working with the great Ray Oviedo on guitar. Carl Polarazzo, who is the percussionist for Santana, is on it. Powers horn section once again. A great singer named LaJean Walker, a local boy out of Sacramento. Curtis Olson, whose credits include Ray Charles, Prince, Sheila E., you name it. Brian Collier, same credits, Sheila E., Ray, Confunction, put them together and came up with that particular song.
Okay, all right. This is Fiesta from Roger Smith 360.
Yeah.
All right, that is Fiesta. That is from Roger Smith's new CD, Roger Smith 360. You can find that on his website, rogersmith.net, and on Amazon. And follow Roger on Twitter at rogersmith3. Now, Tower Power, they've been together for, wow, long time, over 40 years or so. Are you guys working on a new CD?
Yeah, we are, and it's been this year makes 45.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Yes, 45 years. Wow.
So, yeah, we're in the process now. It's a long process, but we're in the process now working on a new CD. Yes, we are.
Okay, good. And I'm on the website, Tower Power's website. I see that there is a 40th anniversary Blu-ray video that can be ordered now. So you definitely want to check that out. Wow, 45 years. That's wonderful. That is wonderful. All right. Well, other than Rehoboth, Mike is in Rehoboth Beach. Other than the Birchmere tonight, where else are you guys going to be playing tomorrow night?
Yeah, after we play tomorrow, then we head over to Annapolis, and we're going to be playing the Ram's Head for 2 days. That's Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
And then we're going up to Wilmington, Delaware. And we'll be there, I forget the name of the venue, it's called the Grand Opera House.
Okay.
We'll be in Fairfield, Connecticut, flying. And then we go home.
Then you go home and get some rest. All right. All right. Well, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to speak with you. And I know you've been traveling and you're getting prepared for your show tonight, so I'm going to let you go. I keep saying tonight, tomorrow night. So I'm going to let you go so you can get some rest and prepare for that. And congratulations on this new CD. I will definitely be adding this to my playlist.
I greatly appreciate it. And I'd like to remind the listening audience out there, too, if they'd like to get in touch with me and just I'd love to hear from them, just go to my website and go to the contacts page and please just send me a note. And if I'm ever in their area, if Tower Power is, I can always send an email blast out, and they'll know if they ever want to come see us or see my band. I can keep them informed.
Oh, good. And if you are in the Virginia area, definitely go check Tower Power out tomorrow night at the Birchmere. Check them out. Yes, definitely. All right. Well, Roger, thank you again. Get plenty of rest because I know you're going to knock them out tomorrow night. All the best to you and your family.
That's full vaccination.
Yes. Yes. Well, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity again. Thank you so much. And I look forward to talking to you again maybe next time when Tower Power CD come out.
Anytime.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Have a great show tomorrow night.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. That was Roger Smith. His CD is called Roger Smith 360. Again, you can find that on his website, rogersmith.net, and on Amazon. And go to Tower Power's website, and you can find their schedule there of touring. And, you know, think about picking up this Tower Power 40th anniversary Blu-ray video. That should be really nice. It features Sam Moore or Sam and Dave fame, plus dozens of Tower Power alumni members performing on stage together. That should be a really nice DVD set. So definitely go to towerpower.com and check that out. All right, I'm going to close the show with another song from the CD. Mike went on to the Rehoboth Jazz Fest where he is. So let me thank Joe from Germany. Thank you for hanging out with us, Joe. I appreciate it as always. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. This is Rachel's Dream, and I look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. Until then, keep it smooth, and thanks again, Roger. Thanks again. All right, this is Rachel's Dreams. Have a good day, everyone.